Georgia Poll on radio for the first hour every Friday, and we throw it over to the publisher of that website. That is Charlie Harper.
From the Rhino Shield Studio, it is Rhino Radio Power Hour, where Rhino Radio, it's better than listening to paint dry. So we've got that going for us. Glad Sully's got a sponsor to keep him off the street, and we're glad he continues to give us an hour a week. On Fridays, a beautiful day outside. Hopefully WGST's meteorologist is working overtime to keep this going. And in the meantime, we've got politics. We have lots of politics. This is perhaps a couple of the, for the insiders, a couple of the busiest weeks of the Georgia political season year, because we had the SEC primary rolled into crossover day, or actually crossover day, then the SEC primary last week, and then qualifying week this week. And so we have 5 days left after today. I believe they're still in session at the Capitol right now, so
they are.
5.5 days, we'll call it that, to finish up the legislative session of the year, as well as we're trying to pick a president. And the GOP has just, honestly, I think the state of the campaign is the shruggy symbol. For those of you that like social media, a lot of folks, myself, it's just nothing matters. Why debate substance when you can just call people names? Except then last night they decided to have a substantive debate finally. And when I say they, I mean CNN for asking questions, actually lent themselves to that. And for whatever reason, each campaign decided it was in their best interest not to be attacking each other, including Trump last night, who tried to pretend he could be presidential. So we're going to get into all of that. Qualifying, we've got challengers for races. Democrats are qualifying to run against Republicans, which is something y'all haven't tried in a while. We've got Republicans running against Republicans, and then we have people visiting from other planets running against Republicans. We're going to get into all of that. But first, Georgia, the Second Amendment, a gun state, a subject Sully knows a little bit about, so he can join us in on this conversation. We've got a couple of bills involving campus carry, one carried by Buzz Brockway, friend of ours, that allows stun guns on campus, and then there's a more expansive campus carry that will allow guns onto campuses. And Stefan, you were telling me as this as we came on the air, apparently this is not just college campuses, it's all schools, up to and including daycare, and you don't believe guns should be in daycare or something like that. Anyway, frame that bill for us.
So basically, here's the situation. This was a part that was exempted out of HB 60 a couple years ago, Guns Everywhere. There was talk at that point in time about adding guns or allowing guns on campuses and universities. And there was a lot of opposition at that point in time. The universities didn't want it, and they added an opt-out provision. The thing ended up entirely getting scrapped. And so this is 2 years later, and it's an attempt to put that back into gun laws, and so allowing people to carry guns on campuses and universities. The problem with this is that, and there are some exceptions built in. There are exceptions built in for sororities, fraternities, and dormitories, and athletic events, and a couple other things. But the reality is that the bill still needs work. And unfortunately, it's not going to get the work that it needs, because today the Georgia Senate decided to engross it, which means that no amendments can be allowed. And so what's going to happen here is that some of the areas that needed to be exempted, like, for instance, chemistry labs where there's a bunch of, you know, chemicals and gas that can explode if there's a gun goes off, or for instance daycare centers, which many schools, many universities and colleges have on campus, those are areas that where they should not allow guns.
Can we not put an EPA warning sticker that we have on everything that says do not discharge a weapon in this area?
You would think it would be a good idea. But, I mean, the thing is, we're talking about accidental discharge.
Is that really a reason to, well, you know, that, anyway, whatever happens on your weekends is your own business.
But, oh, man.
Sorry, Hassinger was upset we didn't use that joke last week. So
well,
we
let's use it as much
there.
As possible this
exactly,
week. Exactly. 12:10, the first mention.
Donald Trump for president. but seriously, I mean, we do legislation 40 days a year, and you know, no legislation's perfect. I've come
True.
To accept that. I love being an ideologue. I love being ever, but is really not having every building where it might be. I mean, again, you know, it's like being on an airplane. You don't want to, you know, shoot a gun inside of an airplane, but we have sky marshals on airplanes with guns. They just have to know where they need to be shooting. They better hit their target, or otherwise you're going to, you know, decompressurize a plane at 30,000 feet.
And I think that's exactly it.
But that doesn't stop progress.
Well, no. I think that's the point. I mean, I think the thing is that we should debate these things so we can reach a good conclusion. We can come up with a good rule. And the problem with this bill is that because they're not allowing any amendments onto it, they really can't have the same debate. So you basically have to say, like, okay, I either take the bill as it is or I vote against it, as opposed to saying, like, well, what if we did this? Wouldn't this be a better idea? And because of that, like, the whole point of having a legislature, the whole point of having debate, and the whole point of having so many people involved is that you end up with a better product but with everyone's input. And because they're not allowing input on this and because they're not allowing debate, it's not getting the best possible result.
All right, I'll give you a contrasting viewpoint here.
Okay.
A couple of different political things. First of all, from a political standpoint, having the governor's endorsement for passing campus carry has been a big help. That's let the Senate and the House know that they can go ahead and do it. The Senate and the House are not 100% happy with the Board of Regents right now, and they're looking for a way to kind of slap back the Board of Regents, and passing campus carry is a good way of doing that. The House, admittedly, on its side, committee that considered campus carry basically had a real quick hearing and out the door it went. But in the Senate, it was a little bit different. Josh McCoon ran a Judiciary Committee hearing that went roughly 3 hours. I was at that hearing, and it was largely represented by lobbying organizations who just really had, you know, you're arguing by the organization. So you had Georgia Gun Owners who was there, and Georgia Carry was there, and you had opposing moms groups that were there and what have you. I don't remember them all, but it's like this argument has been going on forever. We've discussed all the options. Maybe it was time just to get the darn thing ready to go. I suspect this afternoon, now that the bill is engrossed, you're going to have about an hour worth of debate. It will be interesting to see who speaks for and against, but the bill is going to pass in the end and the governor will sign it.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. But I think that we missed an opportunity here. I mean, we had citizens coming down to the Capitol. Yeah, they were organized by groups, but they had things they wanted to say. And there may have been good ideas that they were putting out there that should be included in the bill.
Well, I think the sum point to be on this is we've kind of known this bill's been out there, campus carry, 6 years now that we've been trying to go around with it?
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that the friends of mine that consider themselves citizen activists or people that want to get engaged, and again, even the people that aren't, that want their say, governing happens, we make the laws officially in 40 days a year, but it's not something that's done on day 35, 36, and 37. And so while it's never too late, I've experienced this as I've become more of an issues guy, if you will, of understanding that some of these bills are 2 and 3 years in the making by the time they get there. And just because someone comes aware of something in the last minute doesn't mean they're going to – the time to have constructive input is when the issue starts being formed, not when the bill has already passed one body and is being engrossed in the other, because it's basically, if you've ever been to a church board meeting, at some point under Robert's rules, someone calls the question. And you don't reopen the debate and start on day 38 or day 39. And so I'm in no way trying to demean that these people shouldn't be part of the process. It's just kind of that learning thing of, okay, if you're one of these people that wanted to influence this legislation and you're upset that it didn't get... You need to start looking ahead to the next bill and start figuring out, or start the next bill. But, you know, eventually these things come, and MARTA would be a comparison. We got to wrap this up. But, mm-hmm. you know, there are folks that, of course, we're at the point of making a decision. And so we're having on MARTA the delay tactic, which is very often the people that don't want to support anything want to study it. And people are used to that at the Capitol. And so people that show up with their great ideas of what we could be doing once something's already been voted on, very often that's looked at as the people trying to pass a bill is they're not trying to be constructive. They're trying to kill it. And it's the paralysis by analysis method of killing something. And so there's a reason that things are done to limit amendments and limit debate on large, complex, and or controversial bills, because at some point you have to call the question. And so I think, John, you're the one down there, but I think the way I would read it as someone that's not following it every day, and you're literally sitting there with a front row seat every day, but... I'd say the question's been called.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I say, the bill is going to pass. The House will likely pass Renee Unterman's bill, which we may get to in a little bit. But